You're listening to SBS News.
For almost four decades, Afghanistan has been ravaged by conflict. According to academic research and government estimations, more than 55,000 civilians have been killed since 2001. Victims attacked regardless of their beliefs. And while the historic summit in Qatar has offered hope for some Afghans, many remain sceptical. That includes Dr. Niamatullah Ibrahimi, a former analyst for Afghan think tanks and NGOs, who now teaches international relations at Melbourne's La Trobe University. He says he's particularly concerned by the Taliban's motivations.
We really don't know much about what Taliban's objectives and expectations are. You feel a combination of fear and apprehension as to what might come out of these talks. But at the same time, there is always some level of hope and optimism.
Dr. Ibrahimi believes the timing of the US brokered talks is another reason for cynicism.
There is a fair amount of skepticism that the process of talks with the Taliban has been rushed with the view to deliver President Trump a foreign policy victory ahead of the November 2020 election.
Moeen Marastial was a senior politician in Afghanistan, a former deputy education minister and advisor to current President Ashraf Ghani and his predecessor Hamid Karzai, who came into power after the US toppled the Taliban following the 9/11 terror attacks. Mr. Marastial believes even if the talks prove fruitful, the process to peace will nonetheless be protracted.
I am not pessimistic, but I am not very optimistic. But it is a step for the peace of Afghanistan. It will be first step. The government of Afghanistan has got a different goal. Taliban has got different goal. Compromise among themselves is not easy.
Nasser, who has not disclosed his surname out of fear for his family, has experienced the brutality of Afghanistan's war. An interpreter for the Australian Army, he was shot during an ambush by a rogue Afghan soldier, who also killed three Australians. Nasser is disappointed by the release of Taliban soldiers prior to the Qatar talks.
I'm not feeling happy because we missed a lot of soldiers, we missed a lot of international soldiers to capture them. But I'm hoping that when they are released, at least we have the peace and state in Afghanistan. But let's see.
Farhunda Akbari fled Afghanistan as a teenager. Her PhD is centered on insurgent groups like the Taliban and prospects for peace, which she believes will be difficult to achieve.
This road is going to be very long, very bumpy, and there's a lot of risks. The consequences and the risks are very high, so there's a lot of side effects. The chances of success are very low, and failures are high. People are now afraid of losing the little that we have gained since 2001. The little space, breathing space that was there for Afghan women, especially.
Afghanistan's stability, according to Mr. Marastial, is only possible if international pressure on the Taliban increases.
And they should support the people of Afghanistan. They should support the peace issue of Afghanistan. The people of Afghanistan believe in democracy, and they want everything to be according to the right of the people.
Ms. Akbari believes a comprehensive ceasefire must be the immediate goal from Doha.
If the Taliban commit to a ceasefire or some sort of reduction of violence that would really restore the Afghan people's hope that we have lost in the last 40 years.
Omar Dehan, SBS News.